Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With a Pan Am Games coming to town, there's a field just a pebble's throw away from the station. City is welcoming lots of strangers from all across the hemisphere. So there's a celebration of Pan-American culture in documentary screening of the Bloor Cinema, as well as short docs about everyday ambassadors playing as part of Pan Am Mania, playing at Nathan Phillips Square on July 11th. So this week I'm looking at these strangers, not these strangers, but fish out of water. There's a documentary about a would-be concert pianist tossed into the world of jazz and soul, and a comedy about a young couple from the Pacific Northwest floundering in the cauldrons of L.A. What Happened, Miss Simone, directed by Liz Garbus. Nina Simone, the High Priestess of Soul, is revered today in Europe and North America as one of the great singers of the 20th century. Her rich, low voice is saturated with emotion and musicality, but her life and fame had its ups and downs. How'd she go from star to political activist to Skid Row torch singer and back again to legendary diva? Well, this fantastic biodocumentary traces her uneven path. Nina Simone was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman into a family of poor black preachers in North Carolina in 1933. By the age of three, she's already playing piano at her mom's church. Your music talent catches the eye of parishioners, particularly a white woman there who sets up a scholarship fund for Eunice and private lessons with Miss Masinovich, a strict piano teacher with a Russian-sounding name. She's actually English. Her goal, Eunice's goal, is to become the first black concert pianist, and her teacher instills in her a love of Bach. So she goes on to study at Juilliard, New York, but her dreams are crushed when she's refused entry into the famous Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, probably because she's black. This is before integration. So to earn money as a musician, she starts playing piano in Atlantic City bars, but she doesn't want her mother to find out, so she plays under a stage name, Nina Simone. Nina is Spanish for girl. Simone is for the French actress Simone Signoret. So she becomes known for her voice, not just her piano playing, and she's funneled into the slot of jazz singer. It's a popular genre at the time, but it's not something she was trained in nor particularly liked. But as a black woman, well, you go where the jobs are. In the 1960s, she starts to tour heavily and marries a former cop who doubles as her manager. He's hard-boiled and conservative and wants her to stick to hits to bring in the bucks. Simone, on the other hand, is shaken by the bombing of a black church in Mississippi, which killed little girls, not dissimilar to what happened last week in South Carolina. She gravitates toward the civil rights movement and performs at Martin Luther King's historic march at Selma. Later, she writes and performs the song Mississippi Goddamn to show her anger and frustration at the violence and discrimination felt by civil rights workers and blacks all across the country. So by the 70s, she's firmly established as a member of the black arts elite. She lives with her husband and daughter in New York State. And her daughter's best friends with the neighbors, the Shabazz family, which are the kids of Malcolm X. But her fame begins to fade and she divorces her violent husband and her money starts to run out. She ends up fleeing with her daughter to Liberia in West Africa. Later, she ends up alone performing in seedy French bars for a handful of francs. There's much, much more to her story, and this amazing movie covers everything. So director Liz Garbus takes you right into her life with interviews of her friends and family, and it feels like the documentary, her earlier documentary, Bobby Fischer Against the World from 2011, where she explores the fine lines between genius, fame, and madness. Using period footage, photos, and most of all, Nina Simone's music, you get a real taste of her as a perfectionist diva, incredible singer and pianist, as well as a troubled, lonely woman losing her grip. I strongly recommend this documentary. The Overnight, written and directed by Patrick Bryce. So Alex and Emily, played by Adam Scott and Taylor Schilling from Parks and Rec and Orange is the New Black, are a young couple with a little son named RJ. Alex is a stay-at-home dad with a bad goatee, schlumpy clothes. He's optimistic but insecure. Emily, on the other hand, is smartly dressed blonde careerist who has little patience for her husband's BS. And because of her career, they moved down to LA from Seattle so Emily can advance. She's always busy, but Alex is bored. They don't have any friends there, and it's hard to meet new people. And while deeply in love, the couple, well, they don't have a great sex life. Alex has body issues. He's worried his penis is too small. So one day, Alex meets Kurt, played by Jason Schwartzman, at a picnic in the park where they catch their two sons playing together. So seeing a potential friend of the family, the two of them eagerly say yes to a pizza parley at Kurt and Charlotte, played by Judith Godrej, their home. These two are an older LA couple, rich, successful, and privy to the local ways. Kurt is a semi-hipster, indulges in odd paintings. He sees himself as the Georgia O'Keeffe of anuses. And French Charlotte is an amateur actress known on the web for, I don't want to give a spoiler here, but it has a lot to do with her breasts. So the four-person party takes on a strange turn when, after the kids are put to bed, Kurt and Charlotte propose games unknown to the naive out-of-towners. So like fish out of water, the two of them aren't sure if this is just how people in LA behave or if they're being seduced by this strange couple. Will they succumb to their seedy charms or flee the home screaming? So The Overnight is a very funny movie with a great small four-person cast. You could call it classic drawing room comedy, but maybe bedroom comedy is more accurate. Its humor doesn't depend on clever lines or pratfalls. It's the extremely awkward social sexual situations the younger couple finds themselves in that makes you laugh. And it's directed by Bryce, but is produced by the Duplass brothers and has their hallmarks all over it. Sexual experiments, weirdness, along with the feeling that while a carefully plotted, structured plot, the lines themselves seem improvised. The scenes are improvised. That's what it looked like to me. So it's great from all four actors. It's a really funny social comedy with a indie feel. The Overnight opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And What Happened, Miss Simone is now available on Netflix. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.